AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The work is not done yet in upstate New York. One escaped prisoner, Richard Matt, is dead, but David Sweat is still at large. Helicopters are on the scene, 3 weeks after the two convicted killers broke out of a maximum security prison. Andrew Woodward in Duane, New York, is worried about David Sweat's state of mind.
He's cornered. He's probably desperate. You know, if he really wants to get away, he's going to do whatever he needs to.
The county sheriff thinks Sweat is fatigued and no longer has a partner to watch his back. An official in London says at least 15 people from Britain were killed in yesterday's attack at a beach resort in Tunisia. This medical worker says his hospital in Tunisia received 15 patients who were injured.
One from Ukraine, one from Russia, and the rest are from Britain.
Meantime, security was stepped up today in Britain. There is a report officials foiled a bomb attack by the Islamic State group at a military parade in London. Funerals are being held in Charleston, South Carolina, for three more victims of the deadly shooting at Emmanuel AME Church. The funerals for Cynthia Hurd, Tywanza Sanders, and Susie Jackson are all being held at the church. Over the past week, temperatures in Karachi and Pakistan have reached as high as 113. The oppressive heat has killed more than 1,200 people. Pakistan's deadliest heat wave on record coincided with the holy Muslim month of Ramadan, when Pakistan Muslim majority observed a dawn-to-dusk fast. The show did not go on for DMX. Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. The rapper was just about to perform when he was arrested at Radio City Music Hall. He's accused of several issues outstanding, including $400,000 worth of unpaid child support and a robbery complaint. This is AP Radio News. The deadline is just a few days away in nuclear talks with Iran. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he agrees with Secretary of State John Kerry. He wants an agreement.
I agree. Maybe not on the issues, but on the fact that we need to work really hard in order to be able to make progress and move forward.
The talks are focusing on a U.S.-backed plan for Iran to send its enriched uranium to another country for sale as reactor fuel. Eurozone nations rejected a month-long extension of Greece's bailout program, and the Greek prime minister called for a risky popular vote on the country's financial future. The IMF's Christine Lagarde says creditors are doing their best.
The purpose of what we're doing all together is to actually restore the stability of the economy in Greece.
Lines were long today at banks in Greece. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.